Thank you for your interest in our paper. My name is Dr. Emer Ford. I'm a GP in Dorset and Programme Director at the Centre for General Practice at Bournemouth University. In this project, I worked with Rutherford, who's an internationally exhibited photographic artist, and together we ran a series of workshops for GP trainees to assist them in meaningful and constructive self-reflection. In order to qualify as a GP in the UK, doctors are required to maintain an e-portfolio of reflective writing, and this forms a significant part of their assessment and their fitness to practice. Reflective practice is also a component of annual appraisal for all doctors in the UK. Research has shown that reflection can foster professionalism, empathy, and promote learning of new attitudes. Reflection can foster personal and professional resilience. It can help illuminate what we value and what causes us stress. In this highly innovative approach to medical education, GP trainees worked with Rutherford to help develop their reflective capacity by identifying, reflecting on, and decoding the narratives embedded in their snapshots. It was hoped that these photography workshops would create a safe space away from the usual demands of the medical world, where our GP trainees could share their stories. When I first met Rutherford, I was intrigued to hear about his previous work, where he'd used photography snapshots to explore the contents of the subconscious.
In addition to our snapshots of friends and family, holidays and special events, many of us also make photographs of things just because we like the way something looked, but often without knowing why our attention had been attracted to a particular scene. When we're prompted to photograph a scene with which we have no conscious or logical connection, it may be that, in the scene before us, we have intuitively recognized an allegorical description of an affective memory or belief below the horizon of our conscious awareness, and one which, with an intuitive tap on the shoulder, our subconscious is now trying to bring to our attention. By giving us the ability to document at the touch of a button, the camera gives us the means to record meaningful metaphors without the need for, and more importantly, without the interference of, conscious decisions. The GPs in these workshops were asked to use their smartphones to be prepared to photograph any of those scenes and moments that attracted their attention with this intuitive tap on the shoulder. After 4 weeks, Emer and I asked the GPs to examine 4 of their photographs and to try to identify whether they described any particular aspect of their personal or professional lives. Our initial objective was to assess whether, with their very traditional scientific backgrounds and empirical ways of thinking, doctors would find photography acceptable as an educational tool. Would they engage with the photography project, and would they find it useful? What themes, we were curious to know, would dominate the GP's photographs? As you will read in our paper, the 2 most common themes that appeared in the photographs produced by the GPs were depictions of being on a journey and depictions of a need for balance. Many of their photographs depicted their journeys to reach the desired professional or personal goal as being full of obstacles. Their photographs frequently featured intersections, junctions, and places where the future path was obstructed or unclear. In the workshops, these images led to interesting discussions about the need for, as well as the opportunities provided, to stop, to contemplate their destinations, to reconsider, and where necessary, to adjust their routes.
Discussion of the photographs led the GP trainees to reflect on their need for coherence and equilibrium in their lives, and to recognise the emotional effects of the competing demands, clashing desires, and sometimes contrasting roles they faced within their professional, social, family, and community spheres. At the conclusion of the workshops, the GP trainees reported that they found photography to be refreshing, enjoyable, and a really useful means to develop their self-insight, as well as their ability and their inclination to reflect. Despite their very scientific backgrounds and their usual focus on objectivity and empirical knowledge, they find art to be a rewarding and an accessible means to personal and professional development.
I think it's also worth saying that Emer and I also learned a great deal from the GPs in these workshops.